Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 294. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening twice a week to me, just the dude here in Chicago sharing his thoughts on life. Lately, outside of the podcast, if you follow me on Instagram, you know I post a lot of quotes and just banging selfies there. And lately, I've started to share more quotes as I always do, but in like more real world formats, like putting up notes out and about town here in Chicago, like on the river, the bridge, out in the city, things like that. And I've been really digging that. It's fun. And I like to leave the notes wherever I take the photos of them. So if you are in Chicago, maybe you'll run into one of those sometime. But as always, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening, following, subscribing, rating, and reviewing, picking up a journal at newmindsethoodis.com. It really means a lot to me. And for this episode, I want to keep it quick and just remind us of a truth that has been really powerful in my life called the past 5 years. And it's this idea that knowing you deserve better becomes real and tangible in your life when you're able to admit that you made a wrong choice to get to that point. And that's it. That's the fact. It's knowing you deserve better or more starts with admitting that you were wrong. And this is a huge vibe, and it really empowers you to live with just more grace and more confidence and less overthinking. Because think about it, think about you right now. I'm sure in some area of your life, you agree, you nod your head that you deserve better, right? You say, yeah, Case, duh, I deserve better. And I say, okay, cool, that's great. But that's like a dime a dozen statement, right? How many times have you said, I deserve better, or, you know, posted some like passive aggressive quote on Instagram saying you deserve better in life? If you're like me or anyone else, I suppose it's probably a lot. You know, we all say that we deserve better. We all say that we need to, you know, make higher standards for ourselves. And deep down, we know that that's true. We're not just saying it. We know it's true. But how do you actually like step into that? How do you actually receive what you deserve? Well, I think a lot about this. This is what I do in my spare time. I think it's easier than we make it. What you do is, part of my French, but you step the fuck up and you admit that you've made some wrong choices. That is how you redeem yourself. That is how you make your worth real. That is how you step forward away from your past choices and towards a future of worth. That is how you do it. That is how you move past a toxic ex. That is how you move past friends who weren't really friends. That is how you move past a job that drained you. That is how you move past an insecurity of yours that has held you back for a long time. You simply admit that you were wrong. I really think this is the greatest gift you can give yourself, because when you do, it's like the buck stops there. When you can admit that you made a wrong choice as a means of claiming what comes next, the worth that comes next, you literally stop self-blame in its tracks. You prevent yourself from beating yourself up. You prevent yourself from doubting yourself. You stop thinking that you're doomed to just repeat and repeat and repeat. Simply by admitting that you were wrong, that you made a wrong choice. Not that you are wrong as a person, not that you have poor decision-making skills, not that your standards are too high. No, simply, very light, you made a wrong choice. It's a very small thing, but it's very powerful. Like, just to be able to say, I was wrong. I was wrong to have seen potential in that person. I was wrong to have allowed myself to stay in that relationship for too long. I was wrong to having allowed that person to walk over me. I was wrong to allow my boss to make such demands of me. I was wrong to have thought my appearance reflected my worth. I was wrong to have given up on my passion so early. Simple light statements like that. Simple light acknowledgments like that. That just denote, hey, I made a wrong choice. Because I think with the simple act of saying you're wrong, you're giving yourself permission to try again in a new and like refreshing way. And of course, yeah, that sounds cheesy. And, you know, I've been at times in my life where it's like, what's the point? I've been wrong about everything up to this point. I'll just continue to be wrong. Like, you know, what's the point of even trying? Like, acknowledging I was wrong just proves a point that I'm an idiot, right? Like, I think it's an easy temptation to fall into that kind of thinking, especially if you're human and you're learning a lot, you're going to be wrong a lot. And I think it's also easy to want to make declarations that, you know, someone else was wrong. Someone else was to blame. They were wrong, not me. And yeah, certainly, while a lot of the time someone else was wrong and that, you know, inflicted pain in your life, they were at fault. They were shady and so on. I think that's all true. And that temptation is real for sure. But let's step back and let's just check that for one moment. Let's check the temptation to label yourself wrong, to label someone else wrong, a failure, whatever. Check that for a minute and just consider this. Consider the power of saying you made a wrong choice. If you say that you deserve something in life, let's say you deserve someone who respects you, treats you with compassion, is honest and open with you, right? You probably agree that you deserve that. But then you look at your dating history, whether it's far off in the past or hot off a bad relationship. You look at that and you start blaming. Man, I'm such an idiot for believing him. I can't believe I did that. Or you start throwing other conclusions out there, like all men are pigs, all women are crazy. I'm going to die alone, forever alone. No one is real. No one is capable of being honest. I give up, whatever. You can go that route. Or you can literally just slam on the brakes right there and say, you know what? Yeah, I can't believe I did that. Yeah, I'm frustrated with that person. I'm angry at that person. But that's it. That's it because, hey, I just made a wrong choice and I'm just going to move on. I was wrong to have seen potential where I shouldn't have. Something like that, right? You're not saying that you're at fault for trying. Not at all. You're not saying you're dumb for trying. No, you're not saying you're an idiot for not having seen the red flags, for trusting someone or whatever the scenario is. You're simply saying you made a wrong choice. And now you have a chance to get it right by making another choice. And like, to me, this is so big. It's so, so big because it reminds you that being wrong is not a bad thing in life. Like, I think we give that word too much weight, wrong. You know, we think wrong means low value, low worth. Like you're just a big old dummy that, you know, you can only be wrong so many times until there's a billboard like above your head that says you as a person are wrong. But in my world, it's like the opposite. I'm not saying my world is right, but I really take pride in the moment where I admit I was wrong. Because in my mind, admitting you're wrong sets you free to be right. I know it's cheesy, but admitting you're wrong says now you're free to go in a direction without hanging on to any blame. Blaming yourself, blaming someone else, blaming some other circumstance, whatever. End of story. And frankly, that's all I have to say for this episode. I think the greatest gift you can give yourself is admitting you were wrong. Not wrong as a person, just a wrong choice. And not because it's like, you know, one of a, you know, 7-step program or something like that, but it's just because admitting you're wrong is necessary. It's necessary if you want to step into what you deserve. You know, you say you want more, cool. Then know that it's okay to admit that you're wrong or we're wrong and you will be wrong as well. I think that might just be the thing you need to move forward from whatever it is that's holding you back. You might be hanging on to something that is preventing you from moving on. Something that's simply saying, you know what? I was wrong. That might just be the thing that sets you free to explore what you deserve. Like, consider some of the things that might be holding you back. Blaming yourself for not seeing a red flag in a person. Blaming someone else for being a liar or a hypocrite. Blaming a company for being just a shit show. blame, blame, blame. You know, someone's got to be at fault, right? I think that mentality is what prevents us from moving on and claiming what we deserve in life. And I think the remedy is simple, obviously, and that's just looking at yourself. And no matter who is at fault in your head, just saying, hey, I made a wrong choice. You're not to blame. You're just saying you made a wrong choice. And that's no problem, because admitting you're wrong means you have the choice to be right, to make a right choice. And I love this. I lean on this so much in my life. Like I say to my point that I'm wrong all the time. Like meta example, I'll do a podcast episode that I think really slaps. That's great. But then it just bombs. No one really cares about it. I could say, man, I suck. I blew it. People don't care what I have to say anymore. Or I could just say, well, you know, I guess I made a wrong choice about that topic. On to the next one. Or I could look back in my 20s. You know, I would be so fed up with my job at an ad agency I worked at. You know, ridiculous hours, high expectations, literal scraps for salary. And it was easy to say, you know, this is my life now. I hate it here, but I did this. So this is who I am now. Or as I did, I said, you know what? I was wrong. I made a wrong choice. I deserve better. And I can make a choice that is better and that is right. So then I went out, found a role in sales, and the rest is history. Or dating, of course, is the other example. Like I could always be like, no one is on my level. No one gets me. I'm alone for life. What's the point? Another failed relationship, whatever. Some bullshit like that. Instead of just being like, you know what? I was wrong about her. I was wrong about what I thought I wanted. I was wrong about what I thought my type was. I was wrong about who I gave trust to, whatever. I'm moving forward. I think saying you're wrong is amazing. It doesn't have to be a dark, heavy practice. It's just saying a choice was wrong. A choice. Not you, not your value, not who you are, not your standards or your expectations, just a choice. A choice maybe in a person, a choice in trusting someone, a job, a conclusion that you decided to make about yourself or someone else. Hey, I made a wrong choice. I really think that's the key to setting yourself free. Because as cheesy and cliche as it is, I think when you admit that you were wrong and you say, I am moving forward, you're not starting from zero. You're not starting from scratch. You're moving forward from experience. And that is something you didn't have before you made that choice that, yeah, ended up being wrong. So how can that be like a heavy self-blame realization? It's not. It's great. It's the greatest gift you can give yourself, knowing you have experience now and you can make better choices in the future. That is how you stop a pattern. That is how you stop accepting less. That is how you stop not living up to your standards. You look that thing in the face, you address it head on, you tear it all the way down, and you never go back. That's what you're doing when you say, I was wrong. Because you're not going to go back. You don't go back to wrong choices. You don't. Because you know it was wrong, and you said it, and you're moving on. But unless you do that, unless you kind of admit it, you do what so many of us do, which is you revisit it, and you revisit it, and you circle around it, and you make more and more assumptions because of it, you overthink it. Where in my mind, all you have to do is say, hey, it's okay. I was wrong. I'm moving on. And in doing that, I think you can let go of the idea that you need to be someone who is never wrong. Again, frankly, I think the measure of someone who grows and is confident and gets what they want in life is how many times they admit that they're wrong. To me, it's a numbers game. You got to get those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers. Because admitting you're wrong, for one, it means you were in the game. You had at-bats. That's great. You tried. And you have experience from that. And experience trumps everything. But most of all, it means you move forward and you move forward and you move forward. Not tripping on yourself and blaming and assuming conclusions from those moments where things didn't work out. You just say, hey, wrong choice. No problem. I'm moving on. And it's subtle, but I really think it might be just what you need to move forward. To claim what you deserve. So I say, try it. Why not? What's the worst that can happen? Right now, think about something you're still hung up on, something that you've started to think you'll never get or you'll never get over, something you're frustrated about, and just say, hey, I made a wrong choice. Not I was wrong, not I am less, none of that. Just, hey, I was wrong about that choice. No blame for anyone. I'm moving on. And in doing that, you're setting the expectation that in the future, you're not afraid of maybe getting it wrong again. You're not afraid of trying because you know the power of claiming what you deserve by making new, better choices and decisions in the future. Ones that truly live up to your standards and they live up to what you learned from the choices in your past. So that's it. Just something to think about, the power of this phrase, the power of this realization. If this was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share the podcast with a friend, tell them to check it out and hit subscribe. And that's it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.